Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Horoscope for today. You will find yourself involved in a new romance. It's going to kind of create a problem.
Why, Alice?
Because no one's gotten me involved in my old romance.
Mom, Alice! Ta-da! Behold a celebrity.
Gee, I hate to see the kids come dragging in from school and all that gloom.
Don't tell me. You passed your driver's education test.
Not only did I pass, I got the highest score in the class.
Oh, Marcia, that's wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of me, too. I've got to tell Greg the good news.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You outscored everybody in driver's ed, even the guys.
Now, that's a typical male chauvinist reaction. You're prejudiced against women drivers.
No, I'm not. Not as long as they stay off the roads.
Why are you prejudiced?
It's not prejudice. It's just that men are naturally superior drivers.
Would you like to back that statement up with a bet, Mr. Male Chauvinist?
Anytime.
Okay. I'll bet you that I get a higher score on my driver's license exam than you got.
You're funnier than Lucille Ball. What do you want to bet?
Well, the loser does the winner's household chores for a whole month.
Well, I'll say this. You'll be the prettiest trash man in the neighborhood.
You'll look cute in an apron. I'll beat you easy.
Okay, we've got a bet. And no backing out. A whole month. Gonna be?
Resolve. A girl can spend as much time in the bathroom as she likes. Yes or no? Pick a side.
You can have both sides. I just want to wash this paint off my hands.
Not until you debate me. The subject is, who has the right to the bathroom?
Jan, you've been in the shower too long. Your brain's waterlogged.
I win.
Maybe Bobby cheated.
Did you cheat? No, Jan's just got a big mouth and bad eyes.
He didn't really cheat, Cindy.
Then why did you say that?
It's a debating tactic. I forced Bobby into defending himself by accusing him of something.
I get enough accusing around here from Mom and Dad.
Hey, you two accuse me of something and I'll defend myself.
Okay, I accuse you of being weird.
I'm on the debating team in school, and I really need practice. Choose a subject and pick a side.
Okay, I pick Bobby's side. You are weird.
Won't anybody around here debate me?
You,
pick a side.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, Mike, how'd she do? Is she going to be a great driver?
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? I'm late for a date.
The answers to questions one and two, great, honey. The answer to question three, ask Marcia. She got the keys.
Uh-oh. Did you leave the fenders on the car, woman driver?
Dad says I did great.
And just what have you got against women drivers, young man?
No offense, Mom, but it's an established fact that men are better drivers. They're always in control. Women are too emotional, right, Dad?
Listen, it so happens that your mother and your sister are excellent drivers.
Right.
Boy, marriage really takes all the nerve out of a guy.
Get out of here.
See you later.
What's in it? You'll find out. It's good. Bye.
Your debate today, Jen?
Thank you. Do I look okay, Mom?
Oh, sweetheart, you look lovely. Now, don't be nervous about a thing.
Who's nervous?
I am.
Don't worry. I put something in your lunch that every debater can use.
What?
Bologna.
When I get my driver's license, I can drive you to school.
Yeah, that'll be super. I can't wait till I get my driver's license.
It won't be that long.
Yeah. Don't worry, Mom. I'll clobber him.
Look, Liz, I'll have to call you back, okay? Bye. You don't have to tell me. Your team lost the debate.
I lost it for them. Me, personally.
What happened?
I have nightmares about it forever. I knew exactly what I was gonna say. And then I got up there, and my tongue felt three sizes too big for my mouth, and the teachers were staring at me, and some boy snickered, and I made some dumb noises.
Oh, poor baby.
I froze, Mother. They had to replace me. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
I know what would solve the problem. If they had a separate lane for women drivers.
Why do you keep insisting that men are better drivers than women?
Because they are.
Alice!
Don't drag me into this, Marcia. I'm strictly middle of the road.
Which is where you'll find 90% of the women drivers blocking traffic. I thought that was funny.
There's nothing humorous about prejudice.
Well, let's look at it another way. What's an overhead cam?
How should I know?
It's part of the engine. Every driver should know all the parts of his car.
Well, look, I don't know how to build a clock, but I can tell time.
Hey, that's a good point, Marcia.
I thought you were middle of the road, Alice.
Well, I just ran into a detour sign.
If you think you're so hot on wheels, Marcia, how about sweetening our bet a little? The loser does the winner's chores for 6 months.
6 months?
Unless you're afraid of losing, of course.
Who's afraid? It's a bet.
Sucker bet.
I'll show him, Alice. Women can be better drivers than men.
You said it.
Men are egotistical, arrogant, smug, and conceited. Right, Alice?
Right. Just don't quote me to Sam on that.
Greg with his superior male attitude.
I'll trade problems with you anytime.
You just lost one debate. Big deal.
It was to me.
Resolved. Now you can sit there full of self-pity, or you can be mature and do something about it. Pick a side.
I don't want to pick a side.
Jan, you were just scared because it was your first face-to-face debate.
Boy, did I ever lose face.
But now that you know what to expect, you're past the problem.
You make it sound easy.
It is. It's all up here. Just psych yourself up before your next debate, and you've got it made.
If only I could.
You can. Money back guarantee.
Can you give me a better guarantee? You know what money's worth these days.
Well, today is the big day.
Yeah, we got a doubleheader going. Listen, I predict Marcia's going to pass her driver's test with flying colors.
Right, and I predict that Jan's going to do just great in today's debate.
And I predict that you two are great predictors.
Hi, Alice.
Morning.
Now, remember what I said about psyching yourself up, Jan?
Yeah, but I'm still nervous.
Oh, relax, Jan. Women can't be great at everything, but they make wonderful debaters.
Oh.
Listen, do you mind if I offer you a suggestion?
Oh, I'll take any advice I can get, Dad.
There is a famous old story about a man who had to get up and speak in front of some very important people. And he was petrified.
I'm with him.
Yeah, but a friend gave him some advice. Says, look, when you get up in front of those VIPs, you picture them sitting there in their underwear.
In their underwear?
Mike, is that true?
Sure it is. Worked like a charm, too, because it made him realize that his audience was only human. I mean, you can't be very frightening in your underwear.
Oh, I don't know. You should see me in mine.
I'll remember that, Dad. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good.
Bye, honey. Marcia, are you going to meet your father after school?
Yeah. Dad's going to drive me to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and then I'm going to drive him home with my new license. Then we'll have another driver in the family.
And then you start doing my chores.
No way, Mr. Man Driver.
Uh-oh.
Bye-bye.
No fighting.
You feel okay, honey?
Terrific, Dad. Especially after scoring 98 points on the written exam. That's 4 points better than Gray got.
Good girl.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good. Marcia Brady?
Yes, sir.
All set, Miss Brady? You can start the car now.
Not until you fasten your seatbelt.
Yes.
All right, Miss Brady, you can start the car now. Start the car, please, Miss Brady. You nervous, miss? Turn the ignition on, please.
She already got a ticket? I've never been so humiliated in my whole life. I froze at the wheel.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marcia, but I'm sure that next time...
I'd rather hitchhike through life than go through that again.
Well, you actually found your way home from your driver's exam. How'd you do?
Okay, so you won the bet. Go ahead, make jokes. Rub it in.
Hey, I was just teasing you. What happened? Women.
Mom? Dad, can we say something?
About what?
About Marcia's problem.
Yeah, see, we've got some fantastic ideas on how to handle it.
Good. How would you handle it?
Well, if she were my daughter, I'd make her ride out 500 times. I flunked the driver's test.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a thought.
If she were my daughter, I'd stop her allowance for a whole year.
If you should flunk your driving test, is that what you would like me to do with you?
Come on, Cindy, let's think of something else.
Mrs. Brady, do you figure that Marsh will be joining you for dinner, or shall I fix up a tray for her room?
Maybe you better make that two trays, Alice.
Two trays?
Depending on how Jan does today in her big debate.
Just to be on the safe side, why don't we move the dining room table up into the girls' room?
Alice! Oh, Mom, Dad!
What?
We won the debate! I really clobbered my opponent this time.
Right.
First, I psyched myself up, like Marcia said, and then your idea really worked, Dad. When I imagined the audience and all the teachers there in their underwear, I could hardly keep from laughing. You should see my principal in boxer shorts.
Well, I'm glad it helped.
How did Marcia's driver's test go?
I'm afraid it didn't go as well as your debate, honey.
Darn. Hi.
Hi.
I heard about what happened.
I'd rather not talk about it. How'd your debate go?
Fine, thanks to you.
Yeah. Oh, I am really great.
Resolved. You can sit there full of self-pity, or you can be mature and do something about it. Pick a side.
Jan, I don't want to pick a side, and stop throwing my own words at me.
Well, they happen to be good words. You were just scared because it was your first try.
Well, from now on, I'm going to be a devout pedestrian.
You can dish it out, but you can't take it, huh?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, at least I had the courage to try your advice, and Dad's too. About the audience in their underwear?
Well, my situation's different, and it's maybe even worse.
Why?
Because it happened to me! Greg?
Yeah, come in.
About our bet.
Look, forget about that. It was just a fun bet, that's all.
No, I lost and I have to do your house chores for 6 months. How about a new bet? I'm going to take my driver's exam again.
Just pass the test. That's enough. No bets. It's too much pressure for a girl.
Are you chicken, Gregory?
Me? Chicken?
The loser does the winner's chores for a whole year.
Marcia, sit down. I think you're having a dizzy spell.
Is it a bet or not? And this time I'm going to beat your exam score.
Okay, woman driver, it's a bet.
Well, she's all yours, honey. Now, just relax and try to remember all the things we talked about, okay?
I'll be fine, Dad.
How are you today, sir?
Once we got out of the garage, it was all right.
Dad!
Well, I hope you're better prepared this time, Miss Brady.
Yes, sir. I think I am.
Well, let's find out for sure. And my seatbelt is fastened, so you can start the car now.
Yes, sir.
Start the car, please. Funny, Miss Brady?
You only knew.
Congratulations. A temporary driver's license. What kind of a score did you get?
92.
4 points less than I got.
But I got a 98 on the written exam. That's 4 points higher than you.
So you both scored 190.
Well, I guess that sort of cancels our bet, doesn't it? You're lucked out.
I don't think it was luck. Marsh is a good driver.
I just wish we could settle this some way. I'd prove I'm as good a driver as you are.
That'll be the day. You'd fold under pressure like before.
Well, maybe there is a way we can settle this.
I'd love that.
Me too. How?
Truck driver style. They have a big contest every year to find the best driver, right?
I saw it on television.
So did I. They set up regular obstacle courses for the drivers. We can make up one of our own. Now, the parking lot's empty, so there's no problem with other cars. Now, the idea is to drive through the obstacle course without hitting any of the pylons.
And whoever hits the least wins, right?
Right.
Suppose we end up in another tie.
Oh, your father already thought of that.
After you complete the course, keep on going until you get to that pylon. Now, if you're tied, the one who stops closest to it without touching it wins.
We could still be tied.
Dreamer.
Hey, Dad, how if someone just barely touches that pylon?
Oh, your father already thought of that, too.
Yeah, the truck driver's contest has an electronic beeper. We have something a little more primitive. Alice? Okay. Now, anyone who knocks the egg off the pylon is a loser.
Okay, here we go.
is she?
An inch and a half.
Oh, terrific.
An inch and a half?
Right.
Talk about lucky.
Yeah.
Do you think you can get any closer than that?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You sure?
Yeah.
Your turn, Greg.
Right.
Chores.
I lost. I'll pay.
The important thing is that we're both good, safe drivers, not who knocked off the egg.
Yeah, sure. You don't have to say it. This time I folded under pressure.
Well, it can happen to anybody.
Excuse me, could I say a few words? Somebody around here owes me an egg.
Judge.
For what?
Bobby and I made a bet on who's the best bike rider.
What'd you bet?
Same thing as Greg and Marcia. The person who comes closest to the stop line without going over wins.
And the loser has to do the winner's chores for a whole year.
Well, first you better look at something, Bobby.
Too easy to beat a dumb old girl anyway.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.